Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Here we are, coming up towards Christmas, a week away. Of course, you can tell I'm recording right here on the beach in Laguna Beach. Hear the waves in the background. Those are real waves. Today is the surf show. Aha, surf show. That's what we need to have, is a nice surf show. I think I'll just wait around in these puppies a little bit. Boy, this is nice waves. Oh, these things feel good. Get the microphone down a little closer to the waves. There we go. Get the toes wet. It's about 90 degrees here today in Laguna Beach, December 19th, 2005. And it really is nice out there. There's some fish just right near where I saw Neptune. But anyway, we'll get those waves out of there for a few minutes. The waves are now out of the way. Well, we're going to have an interview. We had a great interview with Dr. Brooks on Sunday. That was a lot of fun. And we're going to tonight do a health science and energy show from the past, a flashback show, as I like to call them. Soon we're going to start the late night show. And, of course, we're getting things posted as usual, which is unusual. And we're going to, those of you that are listening to the second half of the show last week, which was Tuesday, it's sort of ended at the middle of a lecture that I was doing. The continuation and climax of that lecture will be tonight. So, please out there, get everybody ready here. Jim's going to be ready in the studio here in a minute. Let's see if he's all ready. I've just got people organized all over the place to get everybody running, you know. It just takes time to get everybody.
Alternative Now continues with Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. Now, live from Laguna Beach, California, on the line with us is Dr. Fred Bell. Good morning, Dr. Bell.
Good morning, Jim. How is Jim today?
Good morning, Dr. Bell.
Well, Jim is fine. How is Dr. Fred Bell?
Oh, great. How's Receptor doing this morning?
Well, I've got it
on.
I'm
Receptor on, you can tell.
So far, I have no noticeable effects, but I'm waiting.
Oh, you wait. You keep waiting.
Okay.
You'll get it all at once.
I'm hoping so.
Did you wear it home last night?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good.
I have had it faithfully on me.
Oh, great. Yeah, Debbie Kenna said that she had hers on the night before last, and we went to lunch yesterday after the show, and then she said that she had a tremendous, really vivid, brilliant dream.
I remember hearing her say that in the studio, yes.
Only introduced her in 1994 to the staff.
Skull effect that,
all new receptors.
That you'll get that really turns on the body a little bit, you know?
I want to remind everyone that this is a talk show and that we do encourage your calls if you've got a question or a comment on some of the things we talk about here on the Dr. Fred Bell Health Science and Energy Show. You can call at 316-KFOX or 772-5718. So those numbers, 316-KFOX or 772-5718. Boy, did we have an interesting show yesterday.
I think if you called those now, I don't know who would answer.
You got your crystal in there.
Yes, I do.
And you had your receptor
maybe
on.
Me.
Yes.
And Debbie had hers on, and I had mine, and the energy was so high, it blew the light bulb right out of the wall there.
Well, it was quite a day yesterday.
That's typical, you know. You should be feeling, well, that crystal should be getting itself more acclimated with your studio up there now.
Okay.
And today we'll continue talking about the receptor. By the way, how'd you like your aura pictures?
They were fascinating. For those that were not with us, Dr. Fred Bell brought in a Curlian camera. And is that what you would call it?
Yes, that's what it was.
And you took a Curlian photograph of my fingertips.
Yeah, we had, you think, a negative thought and a positive thought and a neutral thought, and we recorded all the changes. You, by the way, you did your change between the negative thought and the positive thought. It's one thing I forgot to mention yesterday. You did very well on your ability to release tension. A lot of people, you'll have them think, you know, and realize we were sort of on the run. We were outside the studio there doing that.
Right.
Normally, if we were in an environment where it's a, you know, like a blue-colored room and there's some music playing in the background, it's a lot easier to concentrate on a negative feeling and then release that and then go to a positive. Here we're out in the middle of a crowded studio doing it, you know. But you did real well because a lot of people that harbor tension and toxins at the same time, when you have them go from the negative thought to the neutral thought to the positive thought, they might get a change in the intensity of the aura, but the change in the diameter of the finger remains the same. So you had about a 300% change in diameter from the negative thought to the positive thought. And that means that you have real good control of your emotional body. you can respond very well under pressure. Those are some of the things that I didn't really get a chance to get into yesterday.
You know, Dr. Bell, we have got a call on the line, as a matter of fact, right now. We're let's do it line four right now. I think we've got Shirley on the line, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this, I believe, is Shirley. Shirley, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to refer to, well, what you're talking about now. It was yesterday's program.
Right.
My husband and I, you know, used to use this muscle testing on our arms.
Right.
For allergies. And then we found out a much better way was using the pendulum over the hand.
Right.
And, you know, holding food, and then if you're allergic to it, goes counterclockwise.
Right.
So after your program, I thought, since we don't have any of these devices like you do, like you were testing Jim, we have four of your receptors, so I put each one over in my hand and watched the pendulum go clockwise. Now, one was just really went wild, so I was wondering, can I correlate what you were saying with this? In other words, the one that was, it was the ruby, and would that have the same correlation where that would be the one I should wear?
Right, you said the ruby is the one that went clockwise?
No, they all went clockwise.
Yeah.
But, I mean, each one had a different rate of motion.
Oh, yeah, the ruby is, I haven't gotten into this part of it yet, but see, the ruby is a high energy one. The ruby and the diamond, I didn't have a ruby yesterday to test Jim out, but he tested out real strong on the diamond. A lot of people don't test out strong on the diamond or the ruby because they're not ready for that kind of mental activity. Their physical body is not able to balance the resounding note that the brain sends out, especially the pineal gland. And when the ruby is worn in the receptor, it turns it on to a high energy. So yeah, it would definitely be one that you could wear and enjoy. But I've never seen anybody yet wear a ruby continuously, or even a diamond continuously, and not eventually have some slight problem sleeping. Because what happens is the adrenals are stimulated too. And when the adrenal levels, the cortisones go up in the body and adrenaline goes up in the body, levels of it, you know, rising continually. You go to bed at night and you don't feel like going to sleep. So I would use some caution wearing the ruby before, you know, late in the afternoon, I'd take it off.
Well, I've never been able to use that one very long. I've been working through the other three, but
what would happen when you try to use it? Why do you say you could never use it very long? What would happen?
Well, I got real hyper.
Yeah, that's normal. That's normal.
But I didn't know if I should stick with it or...
Oh, yeah. Now, you got hyper for two reasons. One, the adrenal levels went up, and two, you were probably releasing toxins. So what would you go back to to some of the soft stone ones?
I was using the peridot, and then I was using the emerald and the sapphire.
Yeah, the emerald and the peridot are real good detoxifiers.
Uh-huh.
So you probably cleansed your body enough. They work very similar to the pyramid. They clean a lot of the stuff out of the brain that gets accumulated in the brain over a period of time, which eventually leads to senility.
Uh-huh.
So you work through the first stage of that. So that's why the ruby is starting to work for you now. You'll have some real fun with that ruby, believe me.
Well, now, am I right? Was I just picking up the electromagnetic vibrations of the particular stone, or could I actually correlate it the same way you were with Jim?
Well,
I should really use that one.
What? Do you mean the squeezing thing?
Yeah, I mean, like, it was something like, 186 or something, and I thought maybe the way this ruby, it just really vibrated on my hand more than the others. Would that mean can I correlate it the same way that would be the one I need?
Yes, you could correlate it the same way.
Uh-huh.
See, a lot of people, the reason that I don't use a pendulum is a lot of people cannot relate to the subtle energies yet.
Uh-huh.
But when you use a mechanical device that has a digital readout on it, It's what people are attuned to. It has numbers on it that change. It has a tension spring on it that changes. And theoretically, by human logic, you should be getting weaker as you squeeze it, because it will take all the amount of pressure you can generate on this thing. Squeezing it will absorb all of it and then some. You can't
uh-huh.
even compress it to its full level.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is, when you use a pendulum, people don't understand that. Now, I understand the pendulum. The pendulum is a more refined way of doing it. And even more refined than that is radionics equipment. So if it's working for you, go ahead and use it. You don't need the pendulum.
It's a lot better than somebody trying to judge your arm. You know, that's just not as...
Well, that's what we tried to get away from, because within the standard muscle testing that goes on where there's arm pressure,
uh-huh.
what happens is there's always feedback between the person doing the testing and the person being tested.
Uh-huh.
And so you really don't get what I would call a scientific evaluation of the true performance from something like a receptor or any other radionic device. But now with the new mechanical digital readout devices that we're using that are fully self-contained, you can't say that anymore. It's you and the machine at this point in time.
Uh-huh. Well, I know the pendulum really, I go by how many vitamins I should take, and when I'm taking too much, it tells me, and I think it's a really neat way to do it because you don't need anybody else to help you.
Right. In Europe, that's standard practice all over Europe. They've been using the pendulum for years. They're just starting to be used over here. I think Christopher Hill, the one that was on Debbie Kennan's show a few weeks ago, he was the one that really got the pendulum going because he used to use it when he was determining different batches of spirulina, which were good, which ones weren't. He would go down to Mexico, visit different lakes, take the pendulum with him and determine what the toxicity of the different spirulina crops were. But in this country, you know, it's still not legal to do that yet because that gets into the science of potentizing using that same energy. So even though some people do it, you can't make that claim.
Yeah. Now, on crystals, I'm one of those peculiar people that when I, it's not the colored crystals, but the clear, you know, quartz crystals.
Right.
And when I'm around one that's very large and the terminal end is pointed at me, I get so sick. I don't get hyper and feel great. I perspire, my heart races, my stomach gets upset. And I was wondering, is that just, that is a certain vibratory rate can't handle?
Yeah, you've got lead and cadmium poison in your body. That's what's happening. Are you taking any kind of oral chelation?
Yes, I'm taking Don's Box oral chelation, and I'm taking Urex Caliber at night.
Okay, how long have you been taking the oral chelation?
Well, I was taking two packets for about a year.
Okay, if you didn't get the results in that period of time, then what I would recommend, have you tried the Power Dome yet?
We have one, yeah. We have four of your pyramids.
Well, how long can you wear the Power Dome?
Not very long.
You get a headache?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll start working with the Power Dome and start drinking a lot of water. And take vitamin C because that's releasing a lot of toxins. That's the blockage right there. See, what happens is people breathe in a lot of toxins all the time. Smog, tobacco smoke, pollens, things that are alien to the body. And if you study the flow of these kinds of toxins into the body, what happens is once it gets into the bloodstream through the lungs, it goes directly to the brain. It doesn't go to the liver first to be clean. So the passage of oxygen goes straight to the brain. And what happens is the arterial size of the arteries, when they go up to the brain, they start filtering down. They start getting smaller. So the brain starts to act like a strainer. When the brain acts like a strainer, what happens is these toxins that you're breathing in begin to build up at the back of the cerebellum, which is the base of the brain, that part of it. Then what happens is, as this buildup starts to increase, it moves forward and causes blockages. So when you get something like a ruby receptor on or something that increases your energy or a crystal, which a crystal will do, the blood cannot flow coherently through the brain any longer because of these blockages. These subtle blockages are now getting to be obnoxious. This is the beginning stages of senility, the beginning stages of the aging process, which then causes unwinding of the DNA. So the result is one of two things. Either you get an immediate liver response meaning that if there's blockages somewhere in the body and they're being stimulated, the liver will send up a pulse giving you a headache, or you'll get a hypothalamic reaction whereby you'll get nausea. And the nausea always comes from the hypothalamus because the hypothalamus is the emotional brain center.
Oh.
See? So you get these two systems in your body. One is the liver. The hypothalamus consists of the pituitary gland, the pineal gland, and the adrenal gland, liver, and kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an electrical circuit that flows between these two, and it's being disturbed. You know, so what you have to do then, the only way that I've been able to do anything, you know, to people that, you know, in this form of detoxification is with the Power Dome, water, and vitamin C, because what would happen is, if the chelation agents that they put in your body, like oral chelations and the intravenous chelations, don't do anything for the brain. They work great for the arteries. But the agents are even too fine to get into the subtle passageways of the brain because you're talking about small blood vessels in their capillaries that are only microns across.
Mm-hmm.
And the chelating agents are many microns across, so they don't enter that part of the brain. Wheat juice fast and water fast and juice fast, also the particle size is too large. The only thing that can really pass in there is the energy itself that the bioplasmic forces, you know, around the pyramid, you know, generate or exude.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you have to do. So it might take up to a year to get through that because it took you your entire lifetime to get that way in the first place.
Well, theoretically, then, I should be able to be around a large quartz crystal if all that was detoxified.
Right. When Dr. Lawrence Kennedy and I used to teach kinesiology classes and we used to teach perhaps psychology classes at Lake Tahoe, we had 900 and some graduates. Every one of those 900 graduates had had the same experience on one form or another with the Power Dome when they first started wearing it. Some of them had immediate headaches, some of them had slight headaches. All of them went, some of them took up to 3 and 4 years to work through the syndrome, but they all at the end experienced clear, uninhibited consciousness where they could really, really see and remember things. Usually the memory, once you get through that headache syndrome, the memory begins to return. You start remembering how you felt when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens is when you start remembering how you felt as a child, your feelings of that particular form of your life, that era of your life return. And everything relates to feeling more than thought. So when the body starts feeling like it does, it becomes younger. This then in turn causes the DNA to start winding back up and increasing its base pairs per turn.
I didn't know it could start to wind again.
What?
I didn't know it could start to wind up again.
Oh, yeah, they'll wind back up again. This is what Gianni Dotto had done. He had done it with some electromagnetic rings back in Kettering, at Sloan Kettering Institute in Ohio. But then the FDA moved in and told him to dismantle his equipment and take it out of the country because it was against law to do that. He was curing cancer with this way.
Uh-huh.
And you can't do that because you destroy a very large bureaucracy that's established in this country between the medical doctors and the pharmacies.
Right.
Okay, Shirley, I think we better move along.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for calling. And Dr. Fred Bell, we have got another call on line 5. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, please tell me what you said the other day, Dr. Fred Bell, about the eye and the truth, looking into the left eye, I think Jim said.
Oh, the third eye, the traspaso?
Right.
Well, that, you know, we were, in fact, I think, I don't know if Debbie Ken and I were talking about this yesterday on the air or not. I think we were talking about after the air. Yeah, off the air. The left eye reaches the right brain, you know, and the right brain is the creative activities of the universe. So when you realize, when you want to go directly in contact with the soul of an individual and find out the soul exchange between other individuals, you look directly in one person's left eye. And then once you get past the visual aspect of it, then you start fire breathing or increasing the prana rate in the body, which then takes you into a realm of total union. And that was a form of communication that raises the vibratory rate of the body over a period of time, which then causes what's called the altered state, or you move into a higher consciousness, or it opens the third eye. That's what it basically does.
Okay, fine. Thank you. Did Jim try it? He said that he was going to try it to see how it worked with
him. Mirror himself, I believe. Haven't you, Jim?
I have not even tried that yet. I have not had a chance.
Jim's kind of a procrastinator. He got the diamond on him. He'll change.
I'll have to try that over the weekend.
Well, thanks a million.
Okay.
Thank you very much. By the way, let me remind everyone, they are listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show between 11 and 11:30, Monday through Friday on KFOX. This is a call-in talk radio show. If you've got a question or a comment for Dr. Bell this morning, we'd like to hear from you. 772-5718 or 316-KFOX. Dr. Bell, we don't have a recorded message for Excalibur right now. Why don't we talk a little bit about it, though?
Okay. Well, a lot of people out there are getting into the use of Excalibur. And Excalibur is a fully synthesized vitamin. That means that synergistically it is put together in such a way that, say, for example, vitamin A, if you take it by itself, as an example, you don't assimilate very much of it. As a matter of fact, typically it will putrefy in the large intestine. Vitamin A affects everybody in America. Studies have shown us they're 45% deficient in vitamin A. When you have adequate amounts of vitamin A, your eyes function in tremendous ways, and your skin is much better, your complexion is much better. To make vitamin A work better in the body, you need vitamin E to work with it. You need to take the two at the same time in the same form, whether it's a water-soluble or an oil-soluble. In the case of Excalibur, we use a water-soluble because it's no one will have an allergy or toxic reaction to it. You take vitamin E with vitamin A, you need a third agent to make it work properly. You need phosphorus there, so we take lecithin. Lecithin is high in phosphorus. Then what happens is the three of them work together. Well, to make vitamin E even work better, you can put octocosanol in it, which is what the athletes use. It's been proven that an athlete will have 25% more energy and more oxygen carrying capacity taking octocosanol. To make that work better, use selenium. And selenium then amplifies the reaction. So there's 5 ingredients working in a synergistic manner. There's 55 different herbs and minerals and amino acids in Excalibur are working in this manner. So it's a very, very powerful formula. And, of course, it's going to be available through the station itself now because we've got so many calls down here, we can't handle them all anymore, so we're going to have to let KFOX sell the vitamins now because they just can't handle the business, which is great because everybody is starting to reorder now. They're having a tremendous experience from them, and everyone of my callers practically now that calls in, they have enough energy to call in. A lot of people, their energy is so low when they get in here in a high-energy show like we have here between Jim and myself, they don't have enough energy to call in, but you're always welcome to call in. And if you feel that you're a little bashful or your energy's a little low, Excalibur will help.
Now, Dr. Bell, what's the best way for them to get some Excalibur right now? Can they order it still through your number?
They can still order it down here at 891 Santa Ana Street in Laguna Beach, California. The zip is 92651. Or they can call area code 714-499-2603. And the price of Excalibur, the retail price is $28.50, but KFOX listeners, your first bottle is $20, and then your second bottle thereafter is $14.95. So we do offer a substantial 50% discount once you're on the program.
Okay, that sounds great. And that number one more time.
Okay, 714-499-2603.
Okay, so if you are interested in buying some Excalibur, interested in increasing your energy level, that's the number to call.
Okay, now let me, we've been talking about the Perceptor for a couple of days now. Let me describe it for those of you out there that really have never seen one of these things. First of all, it's a round disc about the size of a silver dollar, about an inch and a half across. And it has a parabola, like one of these telescope antenna receiving dishes that you see popping up around now for satellite systems. It's like a miniature version of that. And in the center, in the parabolic side, which is the side that's worn away from the body, facing outward, are 144 small little pyramids, each with a notch in the top of it. And the arrangement of the 144 pyramids is called the Fibonacci curve. And what the Fibonacci curve is it's an arrangement and pattern that nature has said that this is the order of energy in all living things. And to define that further, to lay terms, if you take a pine cone and look at the number of petals in the first row of a pine cone, you might find two. In the next row of petals, you might find three. In the third row, you might find five. In the fourth row, you might find eight. Because what's happening is the two and the three is five, and the three and the five is eight. So each successive row is multiplied by the next row. And that way, it defines the Fibonacci series. So that is the flow of energy. That's the petals of a rose, the pine cone, the shape of the pineal gland in the body and in all animals and humans. It just goes on and on. It's the natural order of things in the universe. By putting pyramids in that order, it amplifies the pyramid or the bioplasmic energy anywhere on the face of the earth to a very high state. It's the same way that nature does, because the reason that nature shapes these flowers like the rose or the pine cone like it does is because at a certain time in its growth curve, especially in the case of a rose, it will send out energy from the petals itself to the bee. And if the bee doesn't come along, because this transmission is taking place and pollinate the rose cannot reproduce. The same thing happens in the pineal gland in the body because of its particular shape in the body. As it grows to a certain level, the sexual energies are regulated throughout the entire body. Now, if a person at a certain point when that pineal gland is generating a resonant frequency gets caught in that frequency, then the pineal gland begins to calcify. So it depends on how you use that energy, whether it will grow into something else or whether it doesn't. They found, for example, in children that had tumors on the pineal gland that they never would mature sexually. They would have a very late sexual maturation if they had it at all. So this is what the Fibonacci series defines. It's the flow and a pattern of energy. Now, the next thing that happens is energy is then sent out beyond the surface of the parabola that we use in the receptor. It's sent out to a point in the very end of it out there. It's like a little bridge, a little pyramid sitting up on top of this silver dollar. And in that is mounted one of seven different gemstones. And the energy then is filtered through the gemstones, much like a laser would be, or much like back in the old days before the laser, we had what they called Maser amplifiers. And a Maser amplifier would then, you know, take the energies coming from outer space, clean up all of the noise, and just listen to one frequency. That then would go, that one frequency would then be sent into headphones, and scientists would listen to the stars. Because this is how gemstones can be used. You can actually listen to different energies, because they have a filtering effect. And of course, the radio telescopes that did this with the Maser amplifiers were 50 and hundreds of feet across. but the receptor is much smaller. It has the power of a 50-foot parabola, but because of its what's called Cassegrain design, we've shortened the focal length by a couple of little things that we learned from telescope technology, so it makes a very small unit very powerful. Now, once the energy goes up to the front of the receptor, hits the gemstone, there's a little tiny hole in the very center of the coin, or right in the center of the receptor. The energy is then focused through this tiny hole to the back part of the receptor. And on the back part of the receptor is a thing called the Jhanan Mantram. And the Jhanan Mantram, as Jim saw yesterday, filters negative energy. You could actually see holes in the pattern, actual black little holes where there was no light emanating from it, because this is where the microwave radiation was being trapped. So it traps this radiation. Well, the shape of the mantram is like an old yogic symbol. It's got kind of a spiral pattern to it. And the spiral pattern makes the energy go in the clockwise direction north of the equator. South of the equator, we reverse the pattern 180 degrees, and it makes it go in a counterclockwise direction. And the reason that we do that is because if you ever pull the cork out of a bathtub or let the water out of a drain, in north of the equator, it will always go in a clockwise direction. South of the equator, it will go in a counterclockwise direction. That's the way water behaves in this energy. Well, what happens is our bodies are 80 to 90% water in some cases. And what happens there is, in order for this energy to be stimulated through the water in our bodies, it has to come in under the proper polarities. So this polarizing network on the back of the receptor gives us the proper polarity to the body. Now, we use different stones. We use white ones, diamonds. We use rubies. For orange, we use the citrine or the peridot. Yellow, we use the yellow diamond or a garnet. Green, we use the emerald. Blue, we use the aquamarine. And violet, we use the amethyst. And each one of these stones will respond to one of seven different vibratory frequencies in the body, which will cause one of seven different endocrine glands or endocrine systems in the body, and will also cause an energization of one of the 12 different nerve endings in the body, the main nervous networks. And so the receptor is designed to cause the nerves to balance themselves with the endocrine system, and actually every cell in the body is affected, bringing the vibratory level of the body up. Now, what we normally do when people check out, we use muscle testing like we did on Jim yesterday, to determine which stone that person needs. For example, we found that people with thyroid, you know, weaknesses, gaining weight too much, losing weight, these kinds of things, will respond to the emerald. Even the ancients would talk about the relationship to the emerald versus the glandular system in the body, the thyroid, and realize that a thyroid can regulate your body temperature. It regulates the amount of calcium in the body. If you don't have calcium in the body, the heart's going to be starving for energy. It goes on and on and on. So what we like to do is we like to test a person, or let the person determine for themselves. I have a little booklet that we sell for $1. It's called The Facts About the Amazing Nuclear Receptor. We let people read in the book and determine for themselves what stone they need and start out with the weakest organ. Now, naturally, a lot of people would like to start out with the diamond or the ruby, but unfortunately, to stimulate and energize that part of the body prematurely without cleaning the body and balancing the body will only cause problems in the body, like headaches, nausea, and bad experiences. So what you need to do is determine which areas that you want to start with. And I've never seen anybody yet with a totally balanced thyroid. So you could always be safe with what we call the soft stones or the soft colors. These are the greens, the blues, and the violets. When you start getting up into the oranges, reds, and white stones, you're getting up into what are called hotter stones. And they're going to have an increased energy effect on the body, and they should be used in a cautious manner because these are very powerful devices. And that's basically what the receptor is all about. And Jim, of course, will be reporting daily on his. Won't you, Jim?
Yes, I will.
Tomorrow I'll tell you about the couple of spiritual experiences that people have had with them, because that's a whole other level that this thing brings you into.
Okay.
And it's a lot of fun. That's a topic in itself. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the pineal gland more in depth.
Okay, Dr. Bell, we are just about out of time, so I hope you have a good weekend. It's been a fascinating week.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Okay, yes, it has. And we'll, of course, talk to you Monday morning at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You have been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show on
83.5
KFOX, Redondo Beach.
That was a lot of fun doing those shows.
And the Torrance JCs present the biggest carnival bargain ever in Torrance.
So there it goes. That was the Health, Science, and Energy Show of that day. And of course, we're still down here at the beach. We're looking for some nice music to come up here in any moment. And the tape is down, and we're going to in a few minutes. Oh, there come the waves. Now, the second half of Dr. Bell's show, as I promised. Didn't leave you hanging last week. Nope. I'm going to definitely let you hear the second half of the other show. Very important that you hear that. And I hope you enjoyed that show. There's a lot of information there on the receptor. And never have enough time to get enough time on the receptor in. So now what we're going to do is we're going to queue up the next part of the show and take you into a lecture. You need time to join Dr. Bell in a lecture. Lectures are always fun. And there comes Dr. Bell. He's there. He's there. Oh, there's Dr. Bell in the classroom now.
80% of America had excess amounts of copper in them because of the amounts of copper that you find in pipes, for example. And I went over to the City of Hope and worked with them a little bit and found out that, you know, the leukemia, which is a copper-related blood disease in the children's ward, was up tremendously. So I think you can look at what the health of the children that are being born, what condition they're born in, pretty much tells you the behavioral characteristics of the adults. And I knew a long time ago that second generation children whose parents had been ingesting too much copper were prone to leukemia, which is very true, because copper, there's the amino acid in the amino acids, there's 500 and some odd amino acids in the red blood cell. Copper is in there as a very delicate bivalent trigger to make it work properly, to pick up oxygen at the right point, to drop off oxygen at the right point, pick up carbon monoxide at the right point, and to drop it off. And if this gets upset, it upsets the white blood cell balance, its counterpart, and you have leukemia. So I ran into that problem. So every time I picked up a vitamin, I saw mass quantities of copper in it. And then I began to realize, I looked around, I could see the weight condition of most people in America. Everybody was too thin or too fat. Nobody was properly balanced over in the masses. Right away, we had a thyroid problem. That was pretty apparent. And obviously, we had a thyroid problem because of too much salt in our diets. And yet, I would see different forms of salts in these vitamins. So I began to realize that, as far as multivitamins were concerned, there was nothing out there. Then I tried mixing different vitamins together, but then I soon found that vitamin C, if you took it at the same time as vitamin E, they fought each other in the body. That didn't work. And if you took vitamin A, which we needed, it putrefied unless you took lecithin with it, and vitamin E. And I began to realize that you just can't take the bottles, you know, off the shelves unless you really know what you're doing. And I don't know how many people, I don't think there's a person in here that every day, three times a day, is going to sit down and synergistically combine the right vitamins. It takes 10 minutes to get them all together just so you can feel normal. I just couldn't see it. So I began to study synergistic time-release formulas. This is what got me into this. And as a result, we began to come out and invent formulas. It took four or five generations to perfect the different formulas that we have now. But once that was done, I began to see tremendous results. I've seen remissions of almost all terminal diseases from people that have taken them. I've seen athletes. I've seen the Olympic people in the Olympics take them and the results they've gotten. And it's just incredible. We're one of the few companies, for example, that has B15 in our formula. I was able to sweet-talk the FDA into it, leaving it in there when they started deregulating it, but as long as I didn't really harp on it and make some kind of national advertisement out of it, which is the agreement that I made with them. So that's how I got into formulas. And it was important. For example, in this formula here, which is one of what I would call a starting formula, we have three stages of formulas that I've gotten into. One is a starting formula. Two is a life extension formula, and three is a consciousness-raising formula. Okay, so you go through stages. Now, I've tried to start people out on the life extension formula that have not taken this formula, and I've found that it's too much for them. It disorients them. So they start out on this formula, you won't be disoriented. And what happens is, first of all, if you want to judge a vitamin for yourself, look on the label and see if it says you need to take a meal with it or you have to eat with it. If your vitamins tell you that you need to eat with them, then there's something wrong with them. Because a true vitamin, like if you eat a carrot, doesn't, you know, God doesn't have directions on a carrot to eat something else with it. You eat a carrot, right, or a potato. You eat it by itself because it's a whole food. Vitamins, if they're synergistically working, are whole foods, you know, formulas. So this one was always recommended you take it on an empty stomach. The results are, right off the bat, in 3 days, you require a lot less sleep, you're a lot more alert, and your memory starts getting clearer. And most people, this is just the starting formula. First of all, we put a water-soluble vitamin A in it. We combined it with a vitamin E and a lecithin in a time release. You know, for example, if you eat food today, you see the heart problems that people are having, the cholesterol problems that we're having. You need vitamin E. It's a thinning agent. It keeps the blood, the cholesterol levels thinned out. You need cholesterol in the body, but you don't need to, you know, so much in your arteries that it begins to block them. The same meal that you have today, that you would have had 50 years ago, the one 50 years ago had 50 more times of vitamin E in it. Okay, so people will say, well, I don't need to take formulas because I take a balanced meal. Well, I have never seen a balanced meal, not since I was a kid, because there aren't any anymore. Most meals have very little, if any, nutritional value. This is another reason why you need extra vitamins. So then we found that if you took octocosanol and combined it with E, it amplified the effect of E on the body. And then we found that octocosanol was amplified with oil of evening primrose. And then we found all of that was amplified with selenium. So that was just one combination in the vitamin E category that we put in here. Then we got further into it, and we found that there were certain proteins that people weren't getting. So this particular formula was designed for high stress, a high-stress environment with bad air. So we added the amino acids, lysine and arginine. So they were added in here, too. As a matter of fact, all 8 essential amino acids were put in here. One of them was, one set we put in the herb sarsaparilla, because we use 11, 12 different herbs in here. Sarsaparilla has complete, hormonal anti-cancer type effects on the body. You see, carcinogenic things that happen, in other words, a carcinogen is something that attacks the body and blocks oxygen. In cancer, for example, we find that the first stage of cancer is a runaway estrogen problem in the body. And when there's too much estrogen in the body, it's not that it's too much, it's not being managed properly. It goes down into a protein area and blocks the flow of oxygen in that protein area. Then what happens, you get a buildup of carbon dioxide. And when you get a buildup of carbon dioxide, you've now set the stage for a cancer-type virus. And this is called carcinogenic. But we found that by using certain anti-ash herbs, like butternut and some of the fenugreek and some of the other things that we used in here, we would eliminate the condition of the ashes where you would have a situation where the estrogen could start contaminating protein because the ash is always found in protein. It's called an antigen. How many of you have ever taken niacin and gotten a flush from it? Okay, this is the antigen release in the body. And what happens is if you have enough niacin in your body, you'll never have that effect anymore because the antigens won't be there. So you're not subject to cancer then. So these are the kinds of things we got into. Then we went ahead and we added the large amounts of vitamin C, but it was released at a different time than the oils. And of course, then we put all of the B15, B17 vitamins in here. B12 through 17 are called nitrilicides. And each nitrilicide, what it does in the body, it causes the cell to turn on or turn off at certain frequencies in the presence of oxygen. And when the cell turns on or turns off at certain frequencies, the DNA helix, which is the brain, stays healthy. It gives the cells a healthy brain. If you start to destroy the brain of the cell, you start to increase the aging of the cell, and you begin to increase the anti-stress capabilities of the body. They're stressed out. So your body can't handle stress anymore and you're open to disease. Also, this formula was designed to build the immune system. On top of that, we put a whole lot of chelated minerals in here, which are very important. And this was pretty much designed right around the pyramid, but it seems to work whether you're into a pyramid or not. And of course, the herbs, we used the spirulina, which is pretty good. I used several digestive enzymes. And one of the things that I put in here was a form of acidophilus. Because I find that a lot of people lack acidophilus in their systems, a friendly bacteria in the large intestine. If you lack the friendly bacteria in the large intestine, what happens is you don't get anything out of your B complex. You could take the best B vitamins in the world, you get nothing out of them. So I find that if you use we used a freeze-dried acidophilus in this one, And what happens is every time you take the vitamin, you're assured of the right amount of friendly bacteria to digest it if your body doesn't have it. So these are the kinds of things that are necessary in formulation and the kinds of things that I took into consideration when I came on the marketplace with these things. Also, we use the digestive enzymes to help on an empty stomach. A lot of people have had ulcers and problems with their digestive tract, and we use pepane and wintergreen and all the peppermint, and that seems to help a lot. And, of course, in the herbs that I use in here, I use pho thai. I'm not using ginseng. We were using that. I'm talking to another lab. The FDA made me take it out because there was a compromise. They want ginseng used as a tea. But we do use pho thai and two or three other herbs in here, gotukoa, that are very necessary to cause the electrolytes in the brain to function properly. See, these types of herbs have saponins in them, which are electrolytes, that when they're up in the brain, they increase your memory, they increase your mental clarity, and these are the kinds of things that are depleted by smog and stress. Okay, so that's kind of why I got into nutrition, and why it's important. Once you have the proper nutrition in the body, then the pyramids and all the other systems will really enhance your life and really make things work for you. I found as we got into more of the advanced systems, however, that once again, it's always cleansing to get up there in frequency. It's a constant series of cleansing things because this is not a very clean planet on any level. It's one of the dirtier planets in the world or in the universe. So we're constantly cleansing. I know when I had my first experiences in the time machine, even though I'd been on a cleansing period for years, I was very disoriented afterwards. Because when you're around this type of energy field, you become disoriented if you're not, aligned for it, because it's totally contradictory to anything that we're normally used to. And it's totally harmonious with the universe. And the powers of harmony that are generated in the spacecraft that you've seen, like saucers and time machines, are incredibly intense. And even though that power is here, sustaining life in the plant kingdom as we know it, the vegetable kingdom as we know it, it's very subtle, it's very mild, and it's not strong enough to disorient us. Otherwise, the whole earth would be different. Any questions so far on nutrition? I'll drop the subject of nutrition. I just wanted to cover that. Yeah.
Are the B vitamins in there synthetic, regular?
Everything is natural in here. I use no synthetics.
Okay, so do you get it from the regular chemical companies that produce the B vitamins, or where does it come from?
We get them from countries all over the world. We get extracts from vegetables and herbs and things from all over the world. Yeah.
The reason I ask is I know that most vitamin supplements are, 50, 75, 100 milligrams, which are absolutely straight from the laboratory.
Yeah.
The wrong polarity, the wrong spin on it.
I know it. They're right spin. Did you have a question?
Well, I have a comment.
A comment?
About your vitamins. I just want to say this, that I've taken all kinds of vitamins, and they always make me ill. I can't take them without a meal. I've never had any, the only kind of vitamin that ever had any effect on me, or sometimes powdered things, juice, like some vitamins in here, and I thought, well, I'll try fresh vitamins, and I thought, tough luck, I'm sure they won't do well, and, on me, but I tried them anyway, because I thought, if I don't like vitamins, well, I'll eat a bunch of other wonderful things, so I can sell this stuff, work with friends, sell the products, right, and to my surprise, I can take them and immediately feel better, immediately feel more energetic. And it's been so, it's taken me a while to understand it. It's taken me a while to be able to accept that.
Yeah.
I think it was my imagination. But every single time I take them, I feel better. And that, to me, is amazing.
Yeah, the vitamins are something I never have advertised them or anything. They're there. People want them. They're available. I developed them for the systems. But what happens is when you try them, then you share them. That's how they've been marketed. Yeah.
Did you say something about the time machine you're in?
Well, I might mention it. Time machine.
you just kind of tripped across it and it got my interest.
Well, I built a time machine back in 79, 78, somewhere in there, and made three voyages in it into time. Matter of fact, this film that I'm working on right now, there was some channeling that came through it. And when you listen to the tape, when the tape is not being... Well, it was so interesting, it generated this field that the recorder, when it was in the time machine, we took the tape out and turned it over on the other side. It recorded, the tape kept recording, even though it was in the tape recorder. And you could hear the sounds of the tape flipping out, turning over, and playing again. And when there wasn't any speaking on the tape, you could hear the sound pressures changing, like an ebb and a flow of sound pressures. It just kind of warbled. The tape itself actually had a warbling effect to it. But the time machine was a research towards the starship. And the starship, one of my teachers told me that, you know, before you go out into space in a starship, learn about time, because time travel is used in a starship. And the reason it's used is it's like out there in space are freeways, just like we have here. And there are time segments in between the different things that are on those freeways, those corridors. So my teacher told me not to get lost in space and time, to get lost in one or the other. So I got lost in time, which was really interesting. And what happened was when I came out of the machine after I worked with it for a while, I was disoriented. While I was in it, my thoughts didn't exist anymore. My feelings became my thoughts. What you feel is what is. It's not what you're thinking. The brain part doesn't function anymore. It becomes non-existent. What does happen is your internal feelings. So you really get in touch with yourself and the universe. It's like there probably isn't a question that you could ask yourself that you couldn't answer when you're in this particular condition. And you feel the answers because they're the feeling. Everything is connected. Everything is energy. Okay? And when I got back, like if I were going to the store, I would know to go down to the bottom of the hill and turn left to go to the store. I would go down to the bottom of the hill and I would turn right. I would get preoccupied to turn right, and then I'd go down the street and turn back around and go to the store. And if I go somewhere, I'd make everything backwards. You'd become reversed for a while. And so as a result, the time machine, we took it apart. The world wasn't ready for it yet. But it was interesting because one of the things that I found that you could do with it is it took you into a space where the disincarnated soul is. That's definitely part of it. It's the up part of it. And at this point, we are about to have a baby. And it does allow you to get in touch with the soul that the pregnant one is carrying. And you can know who this person is before they're born and who they were and how they related to you. So that was kind of what came out of it. It wasn't what I went into it understanding, but that's what I learned to do with the time machine. I put children in it. Children could sleep in it. They could behave in it. And children, you could take a hyperactive kid and stick them in the time machine. Instantly, they were another person. I mean, they were totally mellow. And children totally related to the time machine. It was an incredible thing for them because they're naturally tuned in. They're not disprogrammed yet. Like, they're not wasted like we waste them on this planet, you know. So children related to it the best, and it didn't seem to disorient them because children end up getting disoriented anyway by our society. But most of them have a pretty straight shot at the universe when they first arrive here, you know. So I do see the time machine as a coming back. I probably will build another one. The next one will be more sophisticated than the one that I built, because I was limited in the amount of money that I had to spend on that one. But it will happen again. But why? Oh, the time machine was about, well, you have to understand, it was a big structure. It was like two giant pyramids. Like, this was a pyramid here, and this is a pyramid here. And it has a big ring around it with electrostatic ring around it. And this is 12 feet here, so it's what? 28 feet tall, weighed over 3 tons. It was a huge structure. Just a little thing in the
back. So it was in your backyard?
Was, yeah.
I went. So
well, it was like a pyramid, but it had machinery in it, and it had to be set up and turned on and all that sort of thing. Yeah. But it had residual fields, like the tree where it sat. There was two trees in our backyard. And the tree, when the time machine was, ring around it, and the tree grew like this, a huge tree, it grew around it, the fields of it, and the other one, a couple of them did too, it created this mushrooming out type of field. One tree ended up I had this huge eucalyptus tree next to this other pine tree back there, and I had my my star orb grounded in the roots of the eucalyptus tree, which was a problem because when you ground out, one will see a star orb here, but when you ground out a star orb, what happens is roots grow away from it. So it blew over. This 100-foot tree just blew over one day because there weren't any roots in the ground. The other tree, this dwarf one, is still out there, this pine tree. If you get this this film that Diane has, this beam ship tape, I don't know if she talked about the beam ship tape at all. Well, these are pictures of a flying saucer from the Pleiades flying around a tree. And it was taken in Switzerland. And you'll see the tree whipping around. Well, eventually that tree died because the force field of this type of energy in concentration will upset plants. But on the smaller amounts, it will cause plants to grow better. For example, on the Vitamid, there's a 12-inch pyramid that's back there that we use a lot in our home. And what you do is you take quart jars of water and you put them in the Vitamid. And then you water your plants with the water that was processed for 12 or 15 hours in the Vitamid. Or you can drink it. Or you can put it on your skin. Because you put it on your skin, it makes blemishes go away. It's subtle, but it's over a period of a week or two, it's very effective. Well, we also, during the time we finally discovered that the Vitamid was ideal for water, we made some mistakes getting to that point. And that was, first of all, we would take, this is the gold pyramid, this is the pyridome, we could put this over a plant. This over a plant would cause it to grow 3 to 5 times faster. Okay? We found that plants requiring sunlight would be put in a closet, and it would still grow 3 to 5 times faster than a plant in the sunlight. This led us to believe that there was something wrong with the sunlight, because if you could grow a plant in darkness with a pyramid better than the sun, I knew that the pyramid wasn't making it grow faster, it was just making it grow natural. Okay? So then we did some studies with the sunlight, and we found out that the ultraviolet light was too high in it, which was then destroying the DNA in the plant cells. So the sunlight, of course, we began to realize was harmful. This is before the Global 2000 report came out telling us that the ozone layer was causing this effect in our bodies. And before that we knew that vitamin D, for example, which is necessary to produce calcium in the body or synthesize calcium in the body, was no longer coming from the sun. It was another reason for supplementation, as a matter of fact. So these are the things that, the kinds of research programs that we were involved with to get to these conclusions. So what we figured, well, there's something wrong with the sunlight, and the pyramid seems to work. Let's see if we can speed up plant growth. Because we knew that the fire dome worn on the human head brought up the adrenal levels. So we put the fire dome on the plant. Burned the plant up. Okay? Plant couldn't handle it. Because now we were truly trying to accelerate the plant's growth. Couldn't do it. It wouldn't work. So that's why we found that, to compromise that, it's better to put the water in the pyramid. Now, the fire dome on the body won't burn the body up. Okay? It'll burn the toxins out of the body, but it won't burn the body out. It will also speed the body up. It might speed it up too much, in which case you don't sleep at night, so you take the pyramid off, you know, at some logical time before you go to bed and let it sit somewhere. Okay? These are the kinds of things that we learned years ago. The radome, another experiment that we had was with fish. Back in the 70s, I was working with a company called Pyramid Power 5, and we had a science kit we used to sell at the May Company. And it had a wooden pyramid in it, and it had two little containers, water containers, and shrimp eggs, and some shrimp food. So what the person would do is they would build this little pyramid, line it to the north with a compass, and they would take their two tanks of shrimp eggs, put the shrimp in one tank in the pyramid, and they'd put one 10 feet away from the pyramid. And what would happen in 6 to 8 weeks, the shrimp would be growing, and in a few more weeks after that, the ones away from the pyramid would be dead. Okay, because of the radiation that's in the air. And the ones inside the pyramid would be alive a year later because the pyramid was shielding radiation. This is when we found out that electromagnetic radiation wasn't too healthy either. So we began to get goldfish. So we went ahead and switched the wooden pyramid for one of these gold-plated ones, which didn't need the alignment. And then what happened is we put that over the shrimp, and they were healthier yet. So we decided, why not try goldfish? So we got us a bunch of goldfish and put them in the bowls, and had a control group and a regular group, and put the pyramid over the goldfish, this one here. And the goldfish seemed to get healthier much quicker and shinier and more colorful than that with this pyramid on it than the other ones. The other ones kind of look kind of white. They didn't look too healthy. So we said, all right, now that's going to work. Let's feed these goldfish up. So we put this, the fire dome, over the goldfish. And guess what happened? They jumped out of their bowl and died. That's a true story. So that was another experiment that led us to understand things.